Joel, probably not the result you wanted, but certainly some good football.
Yeah, patches we did well. Obviously, again, just being able to play when teams press us. You know, the last three games we've had since the state final, the semi, and then tonight, teams really press hard on us. And just being able to get that, if we can get that better and more consistent, then they're going to create more opportunities for themselves. But, yeah, look, there was some really good patches of football, particularly early on in the game and later in the game where we started to, you know, get our combinations going and beat that first line of pressure and started to penetrate and get behind a bit more. Then we started to look like we were in with some form of a chance. But, you know, when you give away a goal that's, you know, that you probably could have done better with, and then the boy hits a specky from 18, 20 yards, what are you going to do? You can't do much.
No.
So, you know, took the cobwebs out of the corner of the old wooden post over there. So,
yeah.
You know, credit to them. They were just too good and too strong at the end of the day. And, you know, I'm really proud of where the boys got to at the end of the day because, you know, our expectations weren't high as far as, you know, coming in and really challenging for the title. To get here and win the semi was you know, a real bonus for us. And, you know, once you're here, you'd like to think you could have, lift the trophy, but at the end of the day, it wasn't meant to be for the boys. But, you know, that's it. That's football. That's how it goes. But, you know, they've done really well. And we're both proud of, myself and Dale are really proud of how they've done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you for your time, as always.